Good morning, this is Pikes Peak Auditors with another podcast for you guys. It is Friday, December 7th. I had a few other things I wanted to talk about today, but I saw some videos yesterday that had my blood boiling, so we're gonna chat about those today. And for those who don't know, they will be a bit explicit. If you don't want to see very explicit content edited, you may not want to Google that or YouTube that. Anyways, that being said, we're going to get into it right now. The first one we're going to talk about was based out of Oregon, and it was about a man who jaywalked, allegedly, across the street in Oregon, and a cop followed him to the Carl's Jr. across the street there at the corner, and basically, the man may not have been all the way compliant, but for jaywalking, I don't know how far the police can go. So, he went to the bathroom. The gentleman went into the bathroom and was trying to use the restroom, and the police officer came in yelling obscenities and pointing his taser at the gentleman, at which time he tased him, and the guy didn't go down immediately, but he did retreat a little bit. The officer proceeded into the bathroom and tackled the gentleman to the ground. He drew his weapon in between time and actually shot the man, after which he put handcuffs on him as he laid there in the bathroom on the ground. Like I said, it is very explicit. It is not something for the faint of heart. The reason for telling this is the police did not have reasonable suspicion to believe that, you know, anything major had occurred. So pursuing the gentleman into the bathroom like he was a threat to the police officer's life was out of line. And at which time he pulled his taser out and tased the man multiple times and shot him after this multiple times. The point of the story is the police officers use way too much excessive force in this day and age, as they say. There was no reason for it. I mean, I see people jaywalk every day, and no police officers chase them into the bathroom and tase them and shoot them. So, where we're getting it wrong is some of these police officers are definitely not trained correctly, and they just aren't using the best judgment. So, that was the first story, and you can find it on YouTube to see body cam footage. It is very explicit. There is edited parts out for obvious reasons. The next story takes us to Houston, Texas, where a early 20s African American female was driving from her house where her mother or grandmother was ill. She was just going down the block to the gas station to get some medicine and help get her well. A police officer pulls her over. They're in the gas station parking lot and comes up to the window, uses the age-old line that he smells cannabis or marijuana, and proceeds to get this young lady out of the car, put her in the back of his cop car, and search her vehicle, at which time he, I believe, did not find any marijuana. The police officer came back to his cop car and pulled the young lady out of the back of the cop car, threw her to the ground, and called over a couple of female officers, at which time some very disturbing things happened. This young lady had her Fourth Amendment rights violated, and I won't go into detail on the podcast because I believe it's just a little too graphic for the podcast. If you want to see the video, it's on YouTube. You can just search for Houston woman violated at gas station, I believe, and something should pop up to the effect and you will find it. That being said, the officers definitely violated her Fourth Amendment rights to which they illegally searched and seized her and found less than 3 grams of cannabis in Texas, which is a misdemeanor, by the way. As the laws are changing, each and every state is a bit different, and each and every state deals with the new laws differently. Some are way too harsh and too strict on how they police the cannabis, which everyone has their own opinion about. We're not going to go into that today on the podcast. I just wanted to talk about these two videos and draw attention because they had my blood boiling yesterday, and I absolutely just couldn't believe what happened. The things that are going on in America with police overly using excessive force for just minor things, and they can use the excuse of they felt their life was in danger or this or that, and just get off on any old thing, murder, violating our Fourth Amendment rights. You know, we'll segue into, you know, our Fifth Amendment rights and the right to remain silent. You absolutely can remain silent. If there is no lawful activity and they cannot reasonably articulate a suspicion of a crime, there is no reason to give them your ID or ID yourself so that they can later use it in some way against you, which it's proven day in and day out that this happens. On YouTube, there are channels where police are watching and giving heads up to other police departments that there are people coming, because for some reason, to me, it seems like they want to hide something, and that is not the way that we should be going about policing our communities. If I were a police officer, there's no way that I would want anyone to even attempt to give me a heads up, because if I'm doing my job correctly, I don't need a heads up to be good, especially as a police officer in this day and age. I understand there is quite a bit of, I guess, violence and just crazy things going on, but that's not gonna trump our rights. We have rights in America. There are the Second Amendment, which a few of my friends exercise their right to open carry and conceal carry in public places, in public parks, and anywhere which is allowed. The laws are not going to change those of us who are safe and who are doing things legally in the communities. People have jobs and have lives, children, and are handling everything, and still responsible gun owners, responsible medical marijuana users or recreational users. The hypocrisy in just the government today about all of the different things that the last 100 years has given us. Being said, I won't ramble on too much longer. I want to say thank you very much to everyone for supporting me on YouTube, subscribing to Pikes Peak Auditors. I am editing and bringing new content. I'm trying to put it out each and every day, as well as the podcast. So stay tuned. We will have some special guests on the podcast, and we will have some special guest auditors or folks going out just exercising their rights with me soon. So enjoy the new content. Don't forget, you can find me all over on YouTube, Pikes Peak Auditors, on Twitter at Peak Auditors, and you can now find me on Patreon and Discord at Pikes Peak Auditors. Thank you again for listening to the show today. We'll be back tomorrow with a special episode.